I had hopes to go to university to study mathematics, but that hope was dashed, A, because my parents couldn't afford it. And then, unfortunately, I was discouraged by some pronouncements by the then Prime Minister Verwoerd that black child shouldn't be doing mathematics. There's no point. When I was in my matric year, having reached the point of maybe discouragement and giving up on my dream, I was asked by the Lions Club to attend a course for 10 days. And in each place, somebody was asked to get up and give a speech. I almost died, Linda, because I've never at that point ever gave a speech. Anyway, I gave the speech, and this same man from the Lion Club came to me, and he said to me, "Oh, yeah, I liked your speech." So he says, "Why are you not going to university?" He says. I said, "No, well, the thought has no longer occurred to me." He said, "I want you to know that last night the Lion Club had a meeting, and they'd agreed to give you a scholarship to go to university." So I went to university because of this intervention. It was a defining moment. It changed my entire life. That defining moment not only changed me, but my siblings all became aware that university can be part of their possible self. But instead, this man changed the direction. So I want to write a book one day, or I've already started, about my life, and it's called One Act of Kindness. One Act of Kindness, yeah, changed my life.
This moment of clarity comes from one of thousands of interviews you'll be able to access by downloading the free biznews.com app in the Apple or Google Play app stores.